Podcast. Hey, how are you guys doing in the quarantine of COVID-19 in this year of the 2020? It is interesting to see the manifestation of the fear, of the confusion, of the misunderstanding of what's really going on. We are all affected, and when all is affected, it is clear to me to understand that this is a God thing that He is doing. We have always been confused on, and I'm talking about people, period, on what information, you know. I always tell you information is free, knowledge is power. I think we are in a place now where we have forgotten that because information is free, we have to be careful of the information that we intake and do, and not decipher. If you're not studying to show thyself approved, then you have a tendency to believe. If you don't believe in anything, then you'll fall for everything. And I want people to understand that this is not, you could say what you want to say, a conspiracy with China, a conspiracy with the government. This is all God. Now, let me say that one more time. This is all God. Abba Father, the big G, the one that sits on the throne, not the one with the little G's, all these little gods and imps and all these and deities. I'm talking about Abba Father, Jesus Christ, the unity, the Holy Ghost, God and Jesus, all three in one. And y'all need to get clarity and be clear that this is Daddy. That being said, the conduit that He will use, or the vessel, let me say it that way, the vessel or the thing that He will use in order, because remember, let me remind you of the word, He can use a donkey. Whatever He decides to use to get His point across, He can and He will. We must understand God is a spirit. So He needs a conduit, a vessel to explain, to manifest what it is that He is trying to convey to not just His people, but to all. And because of that, this is a world thing. Make it clear, y'all, that this is God. This is all God. Quit with the misunderstandings. This is God. And I am trying to understand why we, as a people of God, as you call yourself Christian, and you call yourself understanding, you know, being even a factual person, you are letting fear come into your life, into your spirit, and overtake you like it's happening. Please do not be, don't be confused by what I'm saying. There's a difference between fear and wisdom. Wisdom. If we do not understand that if we allow fear to come in and manifest, it's going to break. It's going to be big. It's going to take over everything that is going on in your life. And you don't understand. And like the word says, God is not the author of fear, but He will give you power, love, and a sound mind. If it's a love, power, love, and a sound mind, then we must understand that we can't get this twisted. We can't get this confused. We gotta let this process be, but you gotta walk in wisdom. That doesn't mean go out, oh, I'm not afraid. I'm gonna go to church and be with my congregation and let them lay hands and stuff on me and all this other stuff that you see in the social media and in the news and stuff like that. People sneezing on one another because you blatantly can. People licking on computer monitors at the store because you don't fear, and then you wind up getting COVID-19 down the line because you nasty, you trifling. Come on, y'all. Let's stop. Let's quit. Let's stop with the mess. Let's stop with the mess. Y'all, we are doing way too extra to be dealing with what's going on. And I just don't understand how we are still in a place where there is no direction, no understanding, when the word has been the word from the beginning. If we do not study, if we do not have good, true conversations, then we will be in fear. Stop being afraid. Fear gives you confusion. Fear is a feeling. Yes, it's okay to feel, and I've said that before, but it is not okay to be in total fear. When fear comes in and sets in your spirit, then other stuff come in. Then there's doubt. Then there's frustration. Then there's anger. Then there's depression. All those things come in, and those are spirits, y'all. Those are demons. Those are little imps that come in and manifest. And then you wonder why you're sitting here confused and you believe in what everything else say, and then you become a recluse. Yes, we are supposed to be quarantined. We're supposed to be in shelter in place. We're supposed to be where we're in place where we are supposed to have the time to conversate with one another, communicate, study. Start your business. Get where you need to be. Those are the things that we're supposed to be doing. Now, we cannot do those things if we have too much. I was talking to my girlfriend, and I seem kind of hyped because it's really bothering me to the point where it's like, come on, y'all. I don't understand. How is it that we are supposed to call ourselves kingdom when we are so wrapped up in waiting for the next information? Yes. The sad part about it is death is a part of life. And because of that thing, and I know it sounds really harsh, but God will always have to sacrifice some for the majority. Y'all don't see nothing else until something drastic happens. We literally have to be either on our deathbed or see somebody leave this earth in order for us to say, okay, God, I surrender. Really? Come on. Let's get this thing together. Let's realize that this is not this. Do not let spirit of fear set in. There's so many of us that are, you know, that before this, and like I said, I was talking to my girlfriend, and we were talking about having a deep discussion, and we were just saying how we had all these, you know, distractions, right? We had all these distractions that was hindering us from getting things done. Finishing my book, getting the website up, doing things that were, you know, for entrepreneur, you know, preparing things. And that's just, you know, a small tidbit. And I'm just using those as examples. They are legitimate examples because they're part of my life. But we as a whole, there was a lot of things that came into play daily life. And then you would come home and you're tired because you've been at work all day. And then now we're in shelter in place. Uh-oh, now we ain't got an excuse. Okay, there's silence. Why is there silence? Because y'all know I'm right. We use those distractions as excuses. And now that we have, God has given us the opportunity to utilize the gifts that he has downloaded to us. Now we're creating this thing where I can't take my kids. My kids getting on my nerves. I need some work. I hate teleworking. I hate doing this. I hate doing that. My husband getting on my nerves. I just need a way. It right now,
on the news, it was statistics showing that China, their divorce rate has gone up 40% since this has happened. That's crazy. But that also shows us and exposes us to know that maybe it's time for us to self-reflect. And I've been saying this in many of my podcasts. I say this to people on face-to-face. Let's self-reflect. Let's take time, this opportunity of grace to fix some things that were not fixed in our lives. He has slowed things down. And I'm not talking about time, because again, like I tell you all the time, we cannot manage time. We can only manage tasks. But now we have time to manage our task. Don't be afraid. We don't walk in fear. We walk in power, love, and a sound mind. Let's get where we need to go. Let's be focused and let's be wisdom. Let's walk in the walk of wisdom. God loves a fervent heart. He does. But we also need to be very mindful of wisdom and what it means to have it. That doesn't mean to go up against the grain. You know, it's not. And I'm not talking about we have to be submissive to the point where we don't think for ourselves. That's not what I mean. But in the Word of God, it says, Jesus even said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but give to God what is God's. We have to honor the law of the land just as much as we honor God's law. And if we don't believe in honoring, if this is not even about the law, this is about self-care. If we don't take care of ourselves and mind ourselves and protect ourselves, how are we supposed to even protect our children? I'm confused. I'm really confused, guys, because we talk about we love the Lord, you know, I trust God. And no, you don't, because if you really trusted him, you would not be walking in this fear of paranoia and misunderstandings and misrepresentation of, you know, what this is. Walking in wisdom is covering your mouth, not going anywhere if you do not have to, keeping your house in order, washing your clothes, washing your hands. Yes, those are the natural things, because we have to really be mindful on everybody is not clean, okay? This is exposing that. But at the same time, we have to also be aware that we are his children and we are supposed to represent him in excellence, not half behind him. Going into a facility and knowing that you're not feeling well and you feel compelled to this must be the corona. That's what everybody's saying. This must be the corona. Come on, y'all. If we walk in wisdom and that's the problem. We're not even aware of how our body functions. You should know what your body is. If you are over the age of 11, let's be honest, you know how you should know, okay, if that's a sneeze and my head hurts, did I eat? When I say 11, because you have your own mind by 12, but if you are growner than grown too, I'm just saying, growner than grown, you know, if I don't feel well, my head is hurting, and I don't feel well, I don't know what I don't know what the symptoms are for the corona, but I know it's dealing with your chest, so I don't feel good, so I must got the corona. Or he sneezed, he got the corona. Come on, y'all. And I know it sounds crazy, but that's not funny. It's really not. It talks about in Proverbs 2 and 6 through 1. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Walk in wise. Be wise. Walk in wisdom. It says in Ephesians 5, 15 and 16, this is the NIV. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. It is really not hard. Ask God for wisdom. Let's walk in wisdom. Let's walk in wisdom. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. James 1:5. How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. James 3:17. Do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise to ask such questions. Proverbs 16:16. Ecclesiastes 7:10. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Wisdom is key in this season, guys. Wisdom is key in everything we do, from now, before, and forevermore. We serve a wise God. We serve the only true and all-seeing God. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. And he is everywhere at the same time. So if that is the case, then this fear that we are experiencing, and this confusion that is being manifested because of the fear, I ask God to give you direction and clarity so you can get wisdom to be able to understand and decipher what is reality and what is a manifestation of confusion. Let's be mindful and shift our mindset to walk in wisdom. Let's get our balance back. Let's get our family back. Let's get everything that we need in order for us to be prepared for the next realm. Yeah, I said it, realm. We are in a different time and space, a different realm, a different level of authority, and we have to embrace it because the process is still going to be the process. You gotta walk in wisdom in it, though. I don't know any of you guys, and there's some that may be on here that I do know, but what I will say is there is a love that God has for us, and a mercy and a grace that he has given us, that he has given all people, that is unconditional. We just have to be conditioned to receive. So let's get the COVID-19 fear and get the COVID-19 walking in wisdom posture so we know what we're dealing with. If you know me by anything, and I know this is longer than most of my other podcasts, but if you know anything about deliverance, you have to call the demon out by name in order for it to come and be destroyed. That's the first thing you gotta do.
And in order for you to pull that thing out and walk in deliverance and do the deliverance process, you got to know what you're dealing with. So we have to walk in wisdom to know what we're dealing with, how we're dealing with it, so we can go ahead and deal with it. Yep. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People in Power Purpose Podcast. I hope this empowered you guys, and I hope you get an understanding, and I hope you ask for God for wisdom. Have a great day, guys.